Hugh Neff is leading the Iditarod. The winner of this year's Yukon Quest left Rainy Pass at 2:58 this afternoon. Ray Reddington Jr. left the checkpoint at 3:09, followed closely by Aaron Burmeister and Lance Mackey. Farther back in the race, Anna Barrington and her twin sister Christy set up camp together at the Finger Lake checkpoint this morning, just as a snowstorm rolled in. The snow and fog had already socked in Rainy Pass. Anna Barrington is running her first race, and she says so far, so good. But it's not quite the wilderness experience that she expected.
And it's hard to get away from anybody this early in the game. You always turn around and there's somebody behind you.
Her team is already down one dog.
I had to drop one of my youngest dogs in Squintna. We camped like 10 miles outside of Squintna, and just as I stopped at the camping spot, something didn't seem right with his shoulder, so I rubbed him down with a liniment, and I put a shoulder coat on him, kind of a therapeutic thing to help heal him. And he looked pretty good leaving the checkpoint, but the last few miles into Squintna, I just didn't like it, and so I just left him. He's a yearling, so he has plenty of time to get an Iditarod into him.
Her twin sister, Christy, discovered a new lead dog.
I got a new lead dog up there, Greystone. She's kind of surprised me. I stuck her up there just for ha-has, and she did actually pretty good, so I might keep her up there.
The twins stayed at Finger Lake until about 4 p.m., and will have to go over the infamous Happy River steps before reaching Rainy Pass. Ray Reddington Jr. hauled over the steps this morning and was the first into Rainy Pass. Christy Barrington ran the race twice before and thinks she and her team are ready for the steep, often dangerous challenge.
Oh, yeah, a lot of snow is good. By the time we get to it, it'll be like a deep trough that we'll be in. It's almost like a luge.
Oh.
So it's obviously nicer for the guys going down first because they don't have to be inside that trough. But yeah, it'll be fun.
Mushers who have already been through the Happy River steps have reported good conditions.